Soko izika disenda baku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza Washington DC.
Olamukela ngenjabulo enkulu ku Studio 7 ngolesithathu mhla ka 6 Mabasa 2022 uPresident Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje,
awenzwe ngokhulumende weZimbabwe singathi yokuzama ukunamathisela umgano ofileyo ngeselotipu. Izindola kalisancedi, abantu kabalifuni, abana confidence lana. So ukuthi uhulumende athena uzabhala ikhulu lezindola abantu bengalifuni, akuncedi, akuthuthukisi umnotho. Kahle kahle uyaqhubeka usifa ngoba okwenzakalayo intengo yempahla izaqhamza.
Abebhanga elikhulu lelizwe le-Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe babika ukubana baza kwethula imali entsha ehlangeneyo yephepha yamadola alikhulu $100 kulabantu abangaba yisigidi lengxenye 1.5 million abenelise ukuhlatshwa ijekiseni yokuzivikela ku-COVID-19 eZimbabwe phakathi kwamaviki amabili edluleyo phansi kohlelo lukahulumende lokuphuma ijumo behlaba abantu leli jekiseni kusukisela mhlaka 21 wenyanga edluleyo ekambimbitho lwaphela ngo-3 Mabasa.
So we've got a show umfaphona honoring Zimbabwe legends ona abaceli bembobo abacula kudala kusukisela ngo-1960 something up to right now. One of the nights of looking followers in Zimbabwe, Eastern Yezi, Amabobesi, and others. So the Zenzaleo show on Friday, 8th of April 2022. Therefore, at 5 p.m., we are to 8, regular one is in the car.
Abenhlanganiso yezemidlalo yemiculo lokulingisa eyethukela Arts Foundation yakoBulawayo bathi balomcimbi abazawenza ngempelaviki ukuhlonipha amaqhawe umculo womdumo wembube. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Abebhanga elikhulu lelizwe eleReserve Bank of Zimbabwe babika ukubana baza kwethula imali entsha ehlangeneyo yamadola alikhulu Zimbabwe $100 eyephepha. Le mali yethulwa phansi komthetho kahulumende we-Statutory Instrument 68A of 2022. Into lezi ndaba yethu uMavis Gama usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Awenzwe ngokhulumende weZimbabwe singathi yokuzama ukunamathisela umgano ofileyo ngeselotipu loba uzama ukubuthamaza sichithekile. Into enzima kakhulu, izindola kalisancedi, abantu kabalifuni, abana confidence lana. So ukuthi uhulumende athena uzabhala ikhulu lezindola abantu bengalifuni, akuncedi, akuthuthukisi umnotho. Kahle kahle uyaqhubeka usifa ngoba okwenzakalayo intengo yempahla izaqhamza. Izaqhamza ngezindola kula ngamanye amakarensi.
Unandisa ngokuthi sizaphazamisa umnotho kangakanani lesi senzo sikahulumende, uMnumzana Nondo.
Okubuhlungu kakhulu ukuthi izindola lelo liyaqhubeka lisiwa against iRand, okuyukuthi thina njengomkambo weSouth Africa sizama ukuthenga khona izinto eSouth Africa kuzasidulela nje. So kahle kahle injongo kahulumende angizwisisi. Kodwa okumqoka okucacayo kumuntu wonke ukuthi injongo yabantu lekahulumende zichiyene. Abantu bafuna impila kahle, into zihambe kuhle. Uhulumende eyakhe injongo isegcekeni, ufuna abaphezulu bahle, thina abaphansi sithwale nzima. Ngokunjalo usithi ngamafitshane kuyacaca ukuthi uhulumende kabathanda abantu ababusayo.
Kwayigcizelelwa njalo ngenye ingxaki kuNomzana Dumisani Nyathi wabo
ukuthi azi ukuba ukulethwa kwale mali kungasoze kutsho ukuba umbutho uzokuquka.
Infact vele kakula lutho kuyatshintsha, akutshintshi lutho, kakustabilize ama-prices, even kaku-improve i-economy yaseZimbabwe. Njalo sikhangelela ukuthi ama-cost azaqhubeka lokhu ekhwela, that is ama-cost ama-raw materials khangelela kwamakhampani ayimpothayo, even i-cost of igetsi yamanzi, konke sikhangelela ukuthi kungakhwela. Sesikhangela lathi thina nje abantu jikelele ama-cost of ama-basic commodities lakho njalo kuzakhwela.
Kuyathengiza njalo ukuba leminyathelo likahulumende lizokwenza iqhubeke isehla amandla ayo imali yakuleli xa iqhathaniswa leya kwamanye amazwe.
Ngenxa yokuthi i-inflation iyabe isiqansa, i-exchange rate yezi iphakathi kwedola laseZimbabwe lamanye ama-currencies iyabe lokhu elisiwa idola. Okumele kulungisiswe nguhulumende waseZimbabwe yindaba i-policy on currency. Yinto emele ilungisiswe naleyo ukwenzela ukuthi into yonke kuze kube stagnant and i-economy respond. But i-$100 leyo kulethwa kwi-economy, hayi, singakhangelela okuhle, akula lutho okutshintshayo.
Ukuza kwe-$100 kuveza kahle kamhlophe ukuthi imali yeZimbabwe iyawa amandla okuthenga, okuza kwenza ukuthi izinto zikhwele ezitolo kwedlula lokho ekade zikho khona, ngokuba phela nxa ngabe isehla amandla, isiwa amandla, izinto ziyakhwela. Uveza kahle kamhlophe futhi ukuthi lokho uhulumende ayekukhangelela ukuthi imali yeZimbabwe ingaqina amandla nxa iqathaniswa lerandi, ledola, lepawundi, leyuro. Kakusilo qiniso, akwenzakali, ngoba phela ezomnotho kazimanga kahle. Imali kayiqini, ezomnotho zingamanga kahle. Ezomnotho zidinga ipolitiki ukuthi ime kahle ukuze lazo zihambe ngendlela efaneleyo.
Ayisoze ke itshintshe lutho ngokubona kwethu. Okwenzakalayo ukuthi sesizabona nje ukuthi intengo ke ingaqalela phela ku-100. Besibona okuningi ke kuyikuthi intengo ibisiqalela ku-50 ngokuthi iyo phela imali enkulu. Sesiyabona ke izinto seziqalela ke ku-100 nale efakiweyo. Yikho esayesikubone kulandelwa ngumkambo. Umkambo usuka ugijimele ke yona leyo imali ke ekhona efakiweyo.
Umhlali wakubulawayo uMnumzana Thabani Mabhena naye upha umbono wakhe phezu kwalolu daba.
Ngizawuthola sokule 100 pond nothengeni leZimbabwe. Kuyasisiza ngani gogo ni lokuze nifile ifile? Ma ilokuze nifile, economic ifile, kuyasiza ngani ukuba le 100 not? Ngoba ayitshintshi lutho nje. Akusincedi ngalutho lokho. Mina ngibona lokuthi ngo-100 notho okwenzani le kulokuthi baqale balungise umnotho welizwe first. Asidingi imali enkulu, thina sifuna ukuthi umnotho ube kahle first, bese sikhuluma i-currency right.
Uhulumende uveze ukuba imali ehlangeneyo e-100 pond esanda kuphawulwa izokuba isisebenza ngokusemthethweni kunsukwana ezilandelayo ngenyanga kaNtulikazi nyakenye. Uhulumende ngaphansi kwabebhanga le-RBZ waveza enye imali njalo ehlangeneyo yamadola angamajumi amahlanu, i-50 bond. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseharane ngingumeli Sigama.
Kulabantu abangaba yisigidi lengxenye 1.5 million abenelise ukuhlatshwa ijekiseni yokuzivikela ku-COVID-19 phakathi kwamaviki amabili. Phansi kohlelo lukahulumende lokuphuma ijumo behlaba abantu ijekiseni leli kusukisela mhlaka-21 wenyanga edluleyo ekambimbito lwaphela linyanga mhlaka-3 Mabasa. Phansi kwalolu hlelo kuhlatshwe abaphezu kwesigidi esisodwa 1.1 million ijekiseni lakuqala abazinkulungwane eziphezwe khulu 116,607 bahlatshwa elesibili, kwathi abaphezwe inkulungwane ezingamakhulu amabili 268,403 bahlatshwa elesithathu elebooster. Uhlelo lokuhlatshwa kwabantu leli jekiseni bese kungani kumadolo nzima kunyanga ezedluleyo, obese kudala ukwesabela ukubana amajekiseni edlula izigidi ezingamashumi amabili lambili 22 million doses ayithengwe nguhulumende angagcina elahlwa. Elele Zimbabwe lalivele liqoqa ukuhlaba abantu abayizigidi ezilishumi 10 million ekupheleni kominyaka odluleyo oka 2021, kodwa akwenzakalanga njengokuhlela oyayikwenzile uhulumende. Kwagcina kuhlatshwe abaphezu kwezigidi ezintathu kuphela. Ngemva kohlelo lokuphuma ijumo sebezinkulungwane eziphezu kwezigidi ezinhlanu lengxenye 5.6 million asebehlatshiwe ijekiseni lakuqala. Abayizigidi ezedlula ezine 4.4 million bahlatshwa elesibili, abaphansi kwengxenye yesigidi bahlatshwa elesithathu elebooster. Uhulumende weZimbabwe uthi uzasungula isigaba sesibili sokuphuma ijumo ehlaba abantu ijekiseni ye-COVID-19 vaccine kusukisela mhlaka 2 wenyanga ezayo ekaNkwenkwezi lusiyaphela mhlaka 15. ELaMelika selinike ele-Ukraine izigidi ezilikhulu zamadola US 100 million dollars yokuthenga izikhali zokulwisana leRussia elethiswa umlando wokubulala abantu mahlayana edolobheni leBuka abedlula amakhulu amathathu abaphoselwa egodini linye bagqitshelwa imass grave. Abanye babo babiwa babulawelwa ezindlini lemigwaqweni bengahlomanga. UGibbs Dube weStudio 7 uzethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
ELaMelika lenze lokhu kulandela umbiko oqakathekileyo owethulwe ngumongameli Volodymyr Zelensky izolo kuhlangothi lwezomvikela kunhlanganiso ye-United Nations i-UN Security Council. I-Reuters ibika ukuba uZelensky ukubeke sobala ukuba eleRussia labhongoda abantu abaningi labaphosela emgodini omkhulu, njalo abanye abafayo bathiywa emigwaqweni lezindlini. UZelensky uthi eleRussia kumele lijeziswe ngoba libulele abantu njengenyamazana. Kodwa eleRussia liyakuphika konke lokhu lisithi uhulumende kaZelensky nguye obulele abantu eButcher, Irpin lezinye indawo. Umfundisi uZenzibanda, umqondisi weZimbabwe Christian Alliance, uthi kunengi okwethusayo okwenzakala kule Ukraine.
Udaba lolu luyethusa kakhulu, kodwa thina siyakwazi ukuthi kulamanye amazwe ake angena esingathi kuma-situations kumbe kumonakalo ofana nayo. Into eqakathekileyo kathesi ukuthi amazwe umhlaba wonke jikelele akusetshenzwe masinya ukuthi kumiswe ukulwa lokho okwenziwayo ngenxa yokuthi kutho ukuthi kulomonakalo omningi oyenzakalayo omunye esingawuboniyo ofihlakeleyo. Okokuqala ukumisa ukulwa ukwenzela ukuthi impilo zabantu zikwanise ukuthi sikwanise ukuthi sizigcine.
Usibanda uphinde wathi
okwesibili okusokuqakathekile ukuthi lindaba ngendlela esiyiyo yona sokumele i-United Nations ingenele kulolu daba, ibe yiyo engenayo ekhulumisana leRussia, ekhulumisana labo NATO, ukwenzela ukuthi kube le ndlela okungakhangelisisa ukuthi kanti kwenzakalani. Njalo kokugcina ngibona ngani lindaba izagcinisisiya eHague ku-International Criminal Court ukuthi kuyethoniswa kufunyane ukuthi kanti kwahamba njani, lawa mabutho abulalayo abethunywe ngubani, njalo yinto abebezenzela kumbe yinto abayithunywe ilizwe eleRussia belikwazi ukuthi bayakwenza khonokho. Ngapho sokusiba licala elikhulu lelo okuyasome lithi likhangele.
Umfundisi Raymotsi okuBaptist Church kobulawayo uthi lokhu kuyafana lombhuqazo wegugurawondi.
Kuyasikhumbuza umbhuqazo i-genocide yokubulawa kwabantu ngendaba yegugurawondi. Ngoba nxa sihamba thina sisiye emaphandleni ezindawo ezitshiyeneyo esilobela kwendaweni kuthiwa koJohnson eBalagwe ngapha eTsholotsho Chiya kuyakiwe gibixegu endaweni ejiyeneyo kulamangqaba ethiwa ngesikhiwa ngama-shallow graves ngesinye isikhathi ubona inja isihambela ilethambo emlonyeni
umathi uthi okwenzakala kwele Ukraine kuzisa usizi
lokhu kuyahlukuluza abantu okuthiwa ngesikhiwa i-trauma and the recurrent trauma kutsho ukuthi i-trauma ukuhlukuluzwa okwanokuyana okwakudala kuyavuka futhi kungani yokuthunikisa abantu into embi sibili ukubulala abantu njengeswabanda
i-associated press ibika ukuba kulabantu abedlula izigidi ezisithupha 6 million asebebaleke kwele Ukraine bayaphephela kwamanye amazwe okwamanje abakhokhela umanyano we-European Union i-NATO labanye sebefuna ukufakela elerussia ezinye izithezo zenoto kulandela imbiko ethi babulala abantu mahlayana kwele Ukraine ngimele istudio 7 ngise-Maryland ngingokif sdube
Live Talk lamhlanje uhlelo Diaspora Forum sikhangela okwenziwa ngabadabuka eZimbabwe asebehlala kwamanye amazwe. Kuhlelo lwezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwamanye amazwe namhla sixoxa loMnumzana Mbonyeni Dube okhanda njalo olungisa izivalo lamafasitela ekwele South Africa. UDube utshele uGibbs Dube weStudio 7 ukubana usebenza labantu ababili loba nje kwesinye isikhathi kunzima ukuthola imali elizweni leli.
Ngizala ePlumtree eZimbabwe ePlumtree okwamanje ngokuphila ngilapha eSouth Africa. Ekholi ngafika ngo-2010.
Ye, kwakunjani ufika kuze kube lamhlanje?
Kwakunzima impela ama-challenges ayekhona kodwa ngokuthi ngafikele ezandleni sikamama nabomalume ngahlala nabo ngafunda nami umsebenzi. Owezandla uma nje ngiyasebenza lami neyami company I think ikhona nje kuba ngcono ukuphila kwakhona
ye kule company bani ba
ngiyenza ama-glass and aluminium lama sliding doors la esimanje manje ama aluminium ama windows I think nje yiyo nje ama window afakwa ezindlini this time ise modern windows and doors esiwafaka ema window
so kulungisa ngapi khonokho njalo uthola ngapi insimbi zakhona ukuze ukuthi uhlangane
insimbi zakhona zitholakala ukuba indawo zakhona ngabo Conways nabo Shela inkona lapha eMidrand nase Centurion nase Randburg yina isinga khona iMidrand then bese sithenga ngama glass akhona la eMidrand line sala khona
kunzima kanganani ukwenza ibusiness leyo njalo nxa uzukhangela kathezi kuyachova yini kumbe liyazamazama
nje siyazamazama nje akukho ukuchova ukuthenzi siyazamazama ama challenges maningi as a umuntu angaphandle ngilapha kuleli lizwe amaphepha akhona engahlanganani ngendlela eziright okokuthi ama-companies kwezindawo uyathola ukuthi bafuna into ezibheleleyo zonke ezala njengokuthi mina ngiyabe ngenza ama-shortcut into zami zingabhelelanga imisebenzi ngigcina ngayitholanga ngaleyo ndlela kodwa khona hayi ngiyazamazama ukuthola le mnani lami endlini ukuthi ngikwanise ukuphila
ye asithi-ke ngenyanga nxa sikhangele sibili kuyenelisa ukuthi kuthengise amawindi yamafasitela amaningi anganani
this days vele into engathi ngibhizi ngayo kakhulu ngama-repairs isoko nje esisha esiyabe sifunwa ngabantu hayi kuphansi impela kuthulile especially iminyaka moqala ngibhizi nje ngiku-repair into yama-floating to angahambiyo iminyango engavaliyo ama-glass aphokileyo ezindlini yikho ngikwenzayo these days
so kathi sizengathi ulabantu abangaki osebenza labo khona
angilamajista nje awu-2-3 engisencedisana lawo ma nginomsebenzi siyancedisana nje lapha nalapha ngoba amakampani zakhona amancane semaningi siyakwazi ukuncedisana ngalo sibize omunye ezokuncedisa namambizi ezokuncedisa
livula njani umsebenzi nxa usukhona nawe leuzwa njani ukuthi ukhona
ama-intanethi ama-google ads i-intanethi yiyo esisebenza ngawo manje into zokumaketha ku-google ngoba yonke into vele manje siku-google yikho esikusebenzisayo ama-intanethi manje ukumaketha
uyangena ku-google ufike wenzeni
ufike ufake i-profile yakho ufake ukuthi wena wenzakani i-Google Ads bayibiza bethi i-Google Ads kune-Google Ads ne-Google My Business uyangena nje lapho ufake i-profile yakho ama-address akho ama-numbers akho then kunemali efakwayo maybe ngathi ngeviki ngiyafaka almost 1,000 rand so then sebezayifaka kona le kwi-intanethi
nxa ungenza njalo-ke wena kuya kula ma-returns amahle kumbe kunjalo ukuphuma njani
some good month when I'm returns better now, one of 7 years. When you are going to tell you, we are selling with 3,000. But when you are now, we better wear 7 years at dance. And I'm a reference. Sesebenza impendulo ngenkwezi indawo ufonela nje umuntu obonela oyese khona ama references yamanye futhi asizayo ukuthi endaweni sinjani
isingathi ke uzuqale konke lokho waqala njani ulo buciko bakho kumbe wapha ukucabanga nje ukuthi kahle ngenze lokho
ngasebenza ekampanini thoma ekampanini ngasebenza amakampani ayi 3 ngafunda lami lo msebenzi wezandla ama aluminium then manje ngiqale before qale lockdown. Because of time, I can't even serve the car and this is country now. Such masses of TV, yeah, as of us, we are starting up. Then you go and call upon you get away to the land of you, Amar Pisan.
Yes, you had to work as a company, Amakul, who was a company, the boss of the company.
Wapung, a company, Amakul, Wapa, my company, Amakul. Was the last year in Kumikion, a week company. The future moment, it was here when I say I showed up, but it was a big company.
Yes, you have to put a manje, one of the proverbs and what was coming.
Yes, I'm a party. I'm a challenge, I'm going to open an upper party as I'm moving pill and I mean, found with the tafflin. I'm going to improve the pill in one of the Yasa Mazap. I wouldn't protect at Panero.
Yeah, I'm a physical to a Kuman and Laue, Konapo Venze.
In number, I mean, it's 078-03-W0163 Mbongi eni tuwe isala emi trend etembis ndanuta isi etembis emi trend.
Yeah, have we pindi nombolo yako?
078-03-W0163
Valenisa balalelewa.
Isi abonga abantu abalalelewa siya tena lisa poten silu mseleni silu sabasa fisu tukwa kekai siya yeza ma windows wapa tise la wumala echa bako na malaya chabas no tise sili pati na sepula wae fuchi haba funu waka izilu za avosle zise.
Umnumzana Mbongeni Dube yisizalwane seZimbabwe esesihlala kwele South Africa. Limuzwe ixoxa lapho uGibbs Dube weStudio 7 eseMidrand. Hele Botswana lithi lizaqala ukupha ingwalo ezijingisa ukuthi abantu bahlatshwa ijekiseni lokuzivikela ku-COVID-19 ezidindwe ngemitshina ukuze benelise ukuzisebenzisa ukuchapha imngcele. Kuleningi labeZimbabwe elilungiselela ukuya ekhaya ngekhefu lePasika ngesikhathi yamazwe angumakhelwane eqala ukuyekethisa iziqondiso ze-COVID-19. Intatheli zindaba yeStudio 7 uMqondisi Dube usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseHebron kwele Botswana.
Isikhulumi kugatsha olubona ezempilakahle kwele Botswana uDkt Christopher Nyanga uthi uZulu uzaphiwa ingwalo ezidindwe ngomtshina ama digital vaccine cards endaweni esitshiyeneyo zelizwe. Unyanga uthi ofisi yakhe ibone inani liqonga labantu abadinga incwadi lezi ukuze zibaphathise ukuchapha imncele. Uthi banikeza incwadi ezidindwe ngemtshina uze kungasetshenziswa ezokuzibazela.
Dilotse ile khone go bona gore batho ga
ba sizama ukuthi simise ukuthi abantu basebenzisa incwadi abazithola ngodlo. Lokhu sesikubona kuqala ukwenzeka.
Amazwe angumakhelwana afana leBotswana, South Africa kanye leZimbabwe ayeketisa iziqondiso zokungena emngceleni labo abatshengisa ubufakazi bokuthi bahlatshwe ijekiseni ye-COVID-19 bevunyelwa ukungena kungela esinye isidingo. Labo abangahlatshwanga uzamele batshengise impumela yokuhlolwa i-COVID-19 itshengisa ukuthi abala mkhuhlane lo ingendala okudlula amalanga amathathu. Umnumzana Andreas Sibanda yena uphakathi weningi elikhangelelwe ukuphuma lilubhekise ekhaya ngekhefu lePhasika evikini ezayo uthi inyathela likahulumende lizabaphathisa ekulungiseleleni ihambo zabo, kodwa uthi lokhu kulakho kudala uxokozela ngoba amalanga ekhefu esefikile.
Umbiko osuvele kuhulumende weBotswana ukuthi bazakuba lama electronic vaccination card ngibona ngani uzakhoza i-confusion ngoba ungakhayela sesisele lamalanga angu-9 kuphela ukuthi abantu beqalise ukuya kuholiday. Ngakho ke mbona ngani kuzakhoza i-confusion eningi kakhulu. Lokhu ngabe yinto eqale ukwenziwa kusesele isikhathi.
kodwa uhulumende weBotswana ukuthi abafana lomzana Sibanda akumelanga bekhathazeke ngoba uhlelo lokuphathisa abantu lusenziwa ngesiphangiphangi kungathathi ngisho ihola. Abantu kumele balobe besebenzisa incwadi ye-email bethole impendulo kungakahambi isikhathi. Umzana Mthabisi Dubena okhayelele ukuya ekhaya esuka eSouth Africa lokho leBotswana uyancoma imisebenzi yabohulumende bamazwe abangomakhelwane.
Mina ngibona ngathi kuyinto enhle ukuthi abantu bavumele ukuthi basebenzise ama vaccination cards linyathelo elincomekayo ngoba wonke umuntu uphethe vaccination card kodwa ukuthi abantu basebenzise ama digital cards lakho kezwakala ngoba kulama concerns ukuthi abanye abantu bangabe bephethe ama vaccine cards awe fake ngoba kulabantu abagangileyo phandle la abakwazi ukuzenza lezi zinto. So kuhle ukuthi le digital ibe khona.
Udube uthi ongakhathaza ukuthi njengoba kusetshenziswa imitshina kanye lezebulenjini kungaba lokuphazamiseka ngesikhathi abantu besithi bafaka isicelo sokuthola incwadi ezidindwe imitshina.
Kuqakathekile ukuthi abantu bangafaka ama-applications abo nge-last minute because with into ezifana le-internet you never know. Yikho kuphela esingakhathazeka ngakho sikhangelele ukuthi Easter isemaduzane kodwa hayi khona kulinyathelo elihle eliqondileyo ukuthi kusetshenziswa ama-digital vaccine cards kodwa akufuneki ukuthi kugcine kuyi-inconvenience abantu abafuna ukuya ekhaya ngeholiday.
Iningi belisehluleka ukuya ekhaya ngenxa yenhlawulo ephezulu ekade idingakala ikakhulu abantu behlola i-COVID-19 kusetshenziswa i-PCR test kodwa amazwe ambalwa ancelelayo neZimbabwe awasadingi i-PCR test. Kulabo abahlatshwe ijekiseni ngokupheleleyo bayavunyelwa ukuchapha kungela ezinye izidingo. Ngingumqondisi Dube wendaba zeStudio 7 ngisabona kwele Botswana.
Abenhlanganiso yezemidlalo yemiculo lokulingisa iyethobela Arts Foundation yakobulawayo bathi balomcimbi abazawenza ngempela viki kusukisela ngolwesihlanu usiyaphela umgqibelo kuleli dolobho. Lo mcimbi ujonge ukupha inhlonipho lokunanza umsebenzi omuhle wenziwa ngamaqhawe omdumo wembube abawubumba amaqembu eminyakeni engamashumi amahlanu edluleyo. Lawa maqembu ngagoqela oBlack Mfolosi, Imbizo, Sunduza, Amabhobezi lamanye. Sibe lethuba lokuxoxa lomqondisi owasungula inhlanganiso loyo eye Thobela Arts Foundation, umnumzana Oscar Siziva. Ngalo umcimbi wabo wangempela sonto.
Umcimbi sila ngofede uorganizwa yiThobela Arts Foundation. Foundation is the 3 years operator, a registered foundation under National Arts Council of Zimbabwe, a promoter of upcoming artists and the Zimbabwean and artists in the shows. So we have got a show honoring the legends, honoring about the legends of the 1960 something up to right now. We have honored the likes of Blake Mfolosi, Sunduza, Isinyizi, Amabhobesi and others. So the siyenza leyo show on Friday, mhlaka 8 of April 2022. Therefore, at 5 p.m. siyafika u 8 eBulawayo Theatre. So kuyabo kumnandi ama artists amayenza bekhona lapho performer enandisa indofansa the Morning Star, Isunduza, iGreatstars iJongos, iTen Happy Boys. And then in the South Teenagers, Men of Influence, and others.
Kungena ngemali?
Yebo, kungena ngemali, 5 years, kungena abadala, abantwana 3 years.
Kungani liyenze ngesikhathi esifitshane, 5 to 8 ube?
Yes, yenze 5 to 8, because it's a 2-day event. The next day on Saturday, mhlaka 9 or 12, izabe isuka lapho. Sizohambisa ama-legends ethu ukuthi ebuka emuseum bakhophe njengoba sebe siba-ona bebuka izindawo zethu zeZimbabwe. Then sisuka lapho sizohamba siye emasilela lapho esizafika khona sikholisa khona living together, sijabula, sithokoze abafuna ukuthi bakwanise ukuthi bazokhuluma lama-legends bakhulume nabo, bakholise, babuze konke ababuzayo. I-free event izoba ngesathurday emasilela eGwakalanda.
Sikusela sikhathi bani? Yephela sikhathi bani?
Okay, isukela ngo 12 eGwakalanda iziyophela ngo 6 ntambama langalona.
Lo bekungumnumzana Oscar Siziba, umqondisi wenhlanganiso eyethobela Arts Foundation esixoxelayo ecingweni ekobulawayo. Selugqiba-ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje oluvalelisayo. Umpresident Jeremiah Mfuti asidibaneni ngafu.